Welcome to another installment of Fighting for the Faith. My name is Chris Roseborough. I am your servant in Jesus Christ. This is the channel that compares what people are saying in the name of God to the Word of God. So Catherine Crick is in full damage control mode after that video from a former member of her church started making the rounds. And boy, we're going to take a look at her spin control, damage control video and show just how many holes this thing has got in it. It should be interesting is the best way I can put it, because Catherine Crick, she ain't no apostle of Jesus Christ. She's a false apostle, false teachers, who traffics in false signs and false wonders. And the fact that she's even answering her former member, who has said that she doesn't even do any real miracles, it's a big deal. Worth making this video for the purpose of having breadcrumbs for those who have been deceived by her, who are looking for truth and looking for the answer. Is this woman somebody I should be listening to? The answer is no. She is legitimately as false and phony and counterfeit as a Bill Clinton $3 bill. Just mark my words on that. So let's open up the desktop and whirl that thing up, and then I'll open up my web browser here, and I'm going to remind you of what was said, because this video is a direct response to the video that was put out by Matt Brown, where he exposes Catherine Crick. We'll just listen to a short part of it, because this is specifically is the part that she's going to be responding to. And boy, is her spin control unconvincing, because she's been caught. Best way I can put it. Let's take a listen to what Matt said again.
I'm just noticing these same two girls always screaming out during deliverance. And it's like, well, why aren't they getting delivered? Or why are they getting delivered every single week? Like, did the demons not listen? Is the authority of Christ not here? What's happening? So, and then I would notice that she would pray for people with physical ailments and they wouldn't get healed. And then she would say, go, it's going to happen as you go. Yeah. And there's a very seductive, deceptive way of making people accept what I believe are false signs and wonders.
Yep.
People were testifying, but I cannot say that I legitimately saw somebody get healed there. And I want to. I wanted to be wrong. I'm like, I want to worship with these people out in the park. God, don't take this away from me. But when I'm watching this girl treat herself like a celebrity and not have any closeness to people except for the times that she could control, I had to listen to God and be like, it doesn't matter how much I like worshiping in a park. If God.
Yeah, you get the point. So this is her response to this. Now, she doesn't name Matt Brown, but clearly the criticisms are reaching her ears. And so she has put on her best makeup. I mean, it looks like, you know, she paid extra money to have her eyebrows done, and she still has the crazy demon possessed eyes thing going on. And but all that being said, what she's ending up saying is confirming what Matt Brown said. There are no real miracles happening at Catherine Crick's so-called revival or 5F church or anything like that. Let's listen to Catherine Crick's response, because it's so telling.
Sometimes God doesn't heal immediately. Sometimes the healing has taken place in the spiritual realm, and it's just his will in the situation that it happens over time, just like the people who had leprosy came to Jesus. He said, show yourselves to the priests. And the Bible says on their way to the priests, they were healed. So it was his will. It was his plan for them to not be healed immediately in the presence of Jesus, but to be healed later. They were healed in the spiritual realm, but didn't see it physically till later. So
they were healed in the spiritual realm. Nah, the text in Luke doesn't say that. And so this is her explanation. Why aren't people really being healed at your deliverance and healing services in the park and stuff in other places? Oh, well, the reason why is because they were healed in the spiritual realm, but it's going to take time for that healing to manifest in the physical, because, you know, Luke 17. Let's take a look at that text, by the way. So in Luke chapter 17, we have the account that she's referencing here. This is a descriptive text, not a prescription. And there's so much more going on in this passage. When you understand what's really going on here, you'll recognize that she is grasping at straws, trying to find any way to keep the facade up. You know, why aren't people being healed immediately at your services, Catherine? Oh, well, they've been healed in the spirit, but they're going to get healed later as they go, you know, because Luke 17 reasons and stuff. Listen to this text. It's great when you consider it. So, by the way, the geography plays into this. On the way to Jerusalem, so Jesus is traveling to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. He's kind of in no man's land, and oddly enough, the geography works into the theology here. Is he in Jewish territory? No. Is he in Samaritan territory? Nope. He's kind of in no man's land. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. And they lifted up their voices, so they're doing what they're supposed to do, and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Good prayer. So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." So that's Jesus's response. Go and show yourselves to the priests. But here's the issue. One of them's a Samaritan. He can't present himself to the priests at all. He wouldn't be permitted inside the temple. Who is he supposed to present himself to? So, you know, you have to work the details to kind of get the real meaning what's going on here. So as they went, they were cleansed. Now, it didn't say anything about them being healed in the spiritual before they left. Nothing of the sort. This was Christ's intention for this particular healing because he was going to make a point. So then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. I would note, the other nine are doing exactly what Jesus told them to do, and to present themselves to the priest, which means they have to offer certain sacrifices, and their worship is then done in the temple. Okay, so, but the Samaritan, he had nowhere to go. So Jesus answered him, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except for this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Your faith has, sosokin, say, has saved you. That's what the Greek says. So you'll note that there's a little more than meets the eye here because the Samaritan couldn't go to the priest. And yes, it's absolutely true that their miracle didn't take place in Christ's immediate presence. That's true. But nowhere are we led to believe that somehow this is going to be some kind of a pattern moving forward. And I would note, Catherine Crick, she ain't Jesus. And nor is she an apostle of Jesus. She is a huckster. She's a charlatan. She's a deceiver. She is teaching doctrines of demons and twisting up God's word. And she's, you know, we call her cult leader Barbie here. And what is the purpose of this video? To keep those who have been influenced by Matt Brown's response video and his testimony, and saying, "Listen, I didn't see anybody really healed there." And people are going, "Yeah, come to think of it, you know, we haven't seen anybody for real healed either. How come we don't see any immediate healings here, Catherine? What's the reason for that?" Answer, because she's trafficking in false signs and wonders. Okay, I would remind you, the false signs and wonders were legitimately prophesied by Scripture as those things that would come and precede the end of the world and be part of the apostasy and the lead up to the man of lawlessness. 2 Thessalonians 2 is in play. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly alarmed or shaken in mind, either by a spirit or a spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has already come. Let no one deceive you in any way. That day will not come unless the rebellion, apostasy, comes first, of whom Catherine Crick is an absolute participant in. She is part of the rebellion. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and you know what's restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time? For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who restrains it will do so until he's out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and false wonders. You see Catherine Crick's role here? She's legitimately laying foundation for the appearing of the Antichrist. For the man of lawlessness. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Catherine Crick is trafficking in false signs and wonders, and here she's practically admitting it. Well, you know, the reason why people are not immediately healed when I pray for them and do stuff for them is because, oh, they're healed in the spiritual realm. But because, you know, Luke 17, Jesus said, you know, as you go, you'll be healed or whatever. That means that God's going to heal them as they go. Total damage spin control.
That it happens over time, just like the people who had leprosy came to Jesus. He said, show yourselves to the priests. And the Bible says on their way to the priests, they were healed. So it was his will. It was his plan for them to not be healed immediately in the presence of Jesus, but to be healed later. They were healed in the spiritual realm, but they didn't see it physically till later.
So she's claiming that everybody she's healed through the power of God as an apostle. They've been healed in the spiritual realm, but there's reasons why it hasn't manifested yet in reality.
The same way, for some people, in some cases, that's just how God is doing it. And many times, this is a way that God wants to test one's faith, to see if you will apply the principles he's taught and be obedient and have faith and trust him. And then, of course...
Oh, so God's testing you. Yeah. Do you really believe you've been healed in the spiritual realm or not? This is a test. What a load of bovine scatology.
Of course, there can be some situations where a key needs to be unlocked still in the spiritual realm. And then another instance can be for the purpose of God knowing.
Yeah, key being unlocked in the spiritual realm means give her money.
In one's heart, and God seeing that their heart has some growing to do. And God can see sometimes some person will be.
So the reason why you haven't been healed is because God knows that you still have some growing to do. How many people did Jesus do that with? If somebody comes to Jesus and says, oh, Lord, I can't walk. I'm blind. I was born blind. And Jesus said, nope, sorry, can't heal you right now. I'll heal you in the spiritual, but it won't manifest in the physical until you mature some. No text says that.
Led to go to a ministry where God's power is, and so much so because they really need God's power. They need healing. They need deliverance. And that's a big reason they go there. They love God, yes, but maybe there isn't a complete surrender or complete maturity in the heart. So much of their motive.
Right. You haven't been healed because there hasn't been a complete surrender in your heart. Says no biblical text ever. Wow. Boy, is she admitting a lot here by putting this video out. She's admitting she doesn't operate in any signs and wonders. It's all in the spiritual realm, but it'll manifest later when you mature and stuff.
Motive is to receive the healing and freedom. Their number one motive isn't to seek God and serve him, period.
I see. So the reason why they weren't healed immediately is because their motives were wrong.
Number one motive, number one desire is to receive healing and deliverance, and maybe number two, to serve God. And so even
though until your first desire, your number one desire is to serve God, you know, and your desire for healing and deliverance is second, then you shouldn't expect an immediate healing. You gotta grow and mature and flip those around first, right?
loves God truly, but maybe they've not grown to a place where God needs them to be. So God can see in the spiritual realm that the devil will tempt them to leave the ministry where God's power is once they have received their healing and freedom.
Oh, I see. So the reason why God doesn't heal them immediately is because he doesn't want them to leave Catherine Crick's ministry. This is cult. Cult like beyond this woman's a cult leader. I mean, listen again to what she's saying. The reason why you didn't get your healing is because God knows that you're going to leave that ministry if you get healed. And so he's waiting for you to become mature enough to know that you need to stay there.
Or two, to serve God. And so even though one loves God truly, but maybe they've not grown to a place where God needs them to be, so God can see in the spiritual realm that the devil will tempt them to leave the ministry where God's power is once they have received their healing and freedom. God can see that sometimes. And so God is really saving a person from a life that's where they were deceived by the enemy and they're not surrendered to God. He's really saving them by not bringing the complete healing or freedom immediately because he sees ahead what would happen. And so,
right, because if he healed them, they would leave Catherine Crick's ministry. So it's best that they stay and embrace that they're spiritually healed already rather than leave Catherine Crick's ministry after what is this logic here? This is so sick and twisted.
So he uses that like desire and seeking for complete healing and freedom and them keeping on coming to change them, to begin to transform them until they are ready. They are ready to be completely healed and freed. He sees that they won't go away once they are healed.
So you're just not ready for being healed yet. You're just not ready. Because if you got healed, you'd leave Catherine Crick, and God doesn't want you to do that. So he's going to let you continue to languish with your ailment, even though you've been healed spiritually. You can't see it until you've grown and matured, and God's trying to save you then. All right. Right. You see how backwards this is? Holy smokes.
Free. That's not every situation. There's many people that can come to the church and they're not even surrendered to God, but God's power hits them and they're so convicted, they're so enamored by God's love that even though they're a baby Christian, they're not going anywhere. So it just depends on the situation. God sees these things that we don't know, that we don't see. So that's why we just trust him. That's why if we don't see a healing manifest immediately, we don't blame God, we don't question God. We just trust him and we just do.
No, we question you, Catherine. God is good. You're not operating under his power. We're questioning you making these claims that cannot be verified. Well, no one was actually ever healed by you, were they, Catherine? Because you can't operate in God's power.
Our part, the simple part that we have of just believing him and obeying him, doing what he has told us to do, applying the principles, his principles in his word. And we leave the rest to him. We don't go and try to figure out. We don't go and be consumed with like confusion of why we're not seeing it happen yet. We just trust him.
Yeah, just don't be consumed with the confusion of why it isn't happening yet. Just trust. Just trust. I think you get the point. This woman's deceived. She shouldn't have put that video out, but I'm glad she did because it gives us another data point. She's admitted it. Yeah, people are not getting healed by her at all. But we're not going to go with asking confusing questions as to why that has happened because God knows what he's doing. We'll just trust Catherine and continue to stay under her teaching, declaring our spiritual healing and then believing that eventually our physical healing will come. False signs, false wonders, that's what she's trafficking in. She's a false apostle. She's a false teacher. Run away from her. She's a wolf. She's into your money, and that's what she really wants. And I think you get the point. So hopefully you found this helpful. So all the information on how you can share the video is down below in the description. And until next time, may God richly bless you in the grace and mercy won by Jesus Christ and his vicarious death on the cross for all of your sins. Amen.
So nice to see that you've made it to the end. Before you inevitably click on another video to continue binging our glorious content, you should know about some of our other offerings. First off, some of you may know that our pirate captain is also the pastor of Kongsvinger Lutheran Church out in Oslo, Minnesota. The editor that I totally don't have locked in my basement produces audio and video versions of Kongsvinger sermons and Sunday schools weekly. So go check out kongsvingerchurch.org to see all of our offerings. Now, to address some of the frequently asked questions we get in the comments. 1. The Bible and video editing software we use are named and linked in the description down below. 2, if you wish to donate to us directly so that we can keep the lights on, go check out www.piratechristian.com and hit the crew tab. We don't promise miraculous healings or a double increase in your finances, but what we do promise is more quality discernment from our studio into your ear holes. And 3, how do you tie up with boxing gloves? Okay, who's the wiseacre who put this in here?